Welcome to Hearts Alive, a Sunday school curriculum leading all hearts to Jesus. This week is Year C, Spring, Week 6. The big idea. Though Jesus was God in the flesh, he did not demand his rights. Instead, he obeyed God and died to save us. One day, everyone will bow down to him. Memory verse. When the name of Jesus is spoken, everyone will kneel down to worship him. Everyone's mouth will say that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2, verse 10 to 11. Bible background. The Apostle John starts his first epistle with these words. Here is what we announce to everyone about the Word of Life. The Word, Jesus, was already here from the beginning. We have heard him. We have seen him with our eyes. We have looked at him. 1 John 1:1. John wants us to confirm that in the beginning, Jesus was already present, even before the creation of the world. He was God then, is God now, and has always been God. He was not created. He was God in the beginning, and through him, everything was created. The Apostle Paul echoes Jesus' role in creation. Jesus. 2,000 years ago, Jesus stepped into time and took on human flesh. Though he was fully God, he came to be a servant and to give up his rights. Philippians 2 speaks of what theologians call Jesus' kenosis, from the Greek word meaning to empty. In verse 7 of our reading, it is translated as, he made himself nothing. He emptied himself. Though Jesus was God when he came to earth, he did not hang on to his rights as God. He was a completely obedient servant, and he calls us to be the same. In Matthew 5, Jesus describes a kingdom in which the poor in spirit own heaven, and the humble rule the earth. This is God's way. No pride enters heaven. Jesus taught by example when he washed his disciples' feet and commanded all to do the same. He gave his final lesson of humility on the cross in pure obedience to the Father. The Church and the World. There are at least two ways to apply today's reading. The first is to spend some time remembering who Jesus really is. We often grasp a concept and move quickly on to the next. But this is not biblical thinking. The Bible tells us to think about things that are in heaven, where Christ reigns. Colossians 3:2. To keep looking to Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. The one who created and will consummate our faith. To remain joined to him. John 15:4 a. And to be careful not to forget the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:12. He instructed all Israel to remember him in their own hearts and in their conversations with each other and their children. They were to discuss him when they got up, when they sat down, when they went for a walk, Deuteronomy 11:18 to 20. He instituted festivals to make remembering him a celebration. He commanded a day to rest so we would have time to devote specifically to this practice. Reflecting this habit of remembrance, Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper as a regular, frequent practice for his disciples to remember him and experience his presence in a powerful way. Taking time to remember who Jesus is and what he has done is fundamental to what makes us Christians. The other obvious application is found in Philippians 2:5. It is the one we are quick to jump to, but loath to stick with. Follow Jesus' example by taking the form of a servant ourselves. This means that we hold our opinions of ourselves with a loose grip so we are not shaken when people treat us like servants. Well-known pastor Rick Warren said, "You can't be a servant if you're full of yourself." We might acknowledge this truth, but we still sometimes find ourselves outraged when our pride is offended. A true servant keeps serving. ultimately we will all reign with the one to whom we bow down. 2 Timothy 2:12. Yet even Jesus committed himself to servanthood before he was exalted. Let's ask for his help in following his example. For more information on our children's and adult curriculum, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.